Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Jeremy Renner returns to Paramount Plus for a brand new season of the original hit series, Mayor of Kingstown.
My job is to create a balance, avoid a war.
From executive producer Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone.
There's some new players in town, and they brought the flag.
And Antoine Fuqua, director of Training Day.
I know it's always been a war zone, Mike, but this is next level.
The mayor is back in business.
Are you warning me?
You're going to find out.
Mayor of Kingstown. New season streaming June 2nd. Exclusively on Paramount Plus.
Welcome back to the Junkyard Dogcast, and just as we all projected it, Georgia covers the spread pretty handily, taking down number 11 Oregon 49-3. What a start to Georgia this year, and then obviously it all starts at the quarterback position with Stetson Bennett completing 25 of 31 passes for 368 yards, two touchdowns, running for another touchdown. It's impressive what can happen whenever you have a six-year quarterback getting his first chance to be the starter the whole offseason and working with offensive coordinator Todd Monken all offseason. It looked like these guys were pretty much in tune here. They basically got whatever they wanted out of Oregon's defense and sets. And I think he had a couple throws that he threw it away, had a couple drops early on. So really only two bad throws out of Stetson Bennett the entire game. I know he overthrew Ladd McConkey once and then had, the shovel pass that hit the ground as well. Other than that, almost a perfect performance from Stetson Bennett. Pretty much was for Georgia overall, as they did not punt until well into the fourth quarter. Their first seven drives, all touchdowns. Everything went pretty much as planned for Kirby Smart and his coaching staff. He would be the last person to admit that to you. But this is one of the more impressive performances we've seen out of Georgia, in the last couple of years, especially in a big time matchup like this. Keeping Oregon out of the end zone and several impressive defensive stops by this team as well. But again, sticking with Stetson Bennett, you have to be impressed with what he was able to do in this game and pretty much run the offense that is set up for him. And I think that goes without saying, this is what this offense looks like. It's an offense that can throw it to a number of talented pass catchers out there. And the fact that the leading receiver in this game is none other than junior running back Kenny McIntosh, very impressive performance by him in this game. Several impressive catches out of the backfield, 9 catches for 117 yards for him. And then Ladd McConkey, this guy is going to be a problem for defenses this year, and that's kind of what we've been saying. Don't overlook him. Coming in as a freshman last year, making a lot of plays, and now full off season here with Georgia, and lo and behold, he's a guy that makes defenders miss, not just, the catching passes, but also out of the backfield as well. That end-around play by him, I mean, making defenders miss one-on-one in space is something that he does really well. And he's elusive. He can make guys miss in one-on-one situations. So you have a couple of guys like that out there. And then, A.D. Mitchell making impressive catch after impressive catch. The guy that, in many people's opinions, is the most talented player in this game, Brock Bowers, 2 catches for 38 yards. If you had told anyone before the game that would be his output in this game, not many people are going to project Georgia winning by 46 points, but here we are. I just think it shows you that this offense can spread the ball around and they have a lot of playmakers. They might not have, the best or, a top 3 wide receiver in the country, but they got 10 guys who can make plays at any given point, and you really have to, you know, defend multiple looks. And so offensively, if you're a Georgia fan, you have to be real excited with what you saw out there. And going forward, I think this shows that they're going to be tough to scheme for. Just the different looks that Todd Monken had out there, several different looks, and what they were able to do with Stetson Bennett multiple times. You know, he made guys miss, moved his feet. I think that one touchdown throw where, you know, you kind of thought they had him in the backfield. There was that split second where the Stetson Bennett of old may have thrown that ball, you know, over his body to the middle of the field, and he did not. That 1 second where he looked and knew to not hold off on that, and was able to spin out and find an open man for a touchdown. One of the more impressive plays we've seen, maybe the most impressive play we've seen from him in his career at Georgia, but definitely a SportsCenter top 10 play for him. And, well, if you keep a team like Oregon, you know, out of the end zone, I think you have to give some credit to that defense as well. Kirby Smart's known for that defense. And they did an outstanding job with Bo Nix. You know, you could point to the fact that, you know, Georgia did not really spend a lot of time in the backfield as far as sacking him. They knew how to game plan for Bo Nix, and that was to let him make decisions and to allow their secondary and their coverage to, you know, play to their strengths and the kind of his weaknesses. And it showed in that game. You know, he threw the ball 37 times, but still did not break 200 yards and also threw two interceptions. And that was something that you kind of knew going in was probably going to happen. So a guy that averages less than 5 yards per pass attempt, that plays right into Georgia's defense, what they wanted to do. Kirby Smart credited Bo Nix this offseason as being one of the most, if not the most athletic quarterback he's gone against. And a lot of people kind of scoffed at that, but you kind of saw it in this game. I mean, he is able to evade the pass rush really well. He had 37 rushing yards in this game. So he's the number two rusher in this game, but yet Georgia knew when it came down to it that he was not going to be able to beat them with his arm, and that rang true in this game. Truly impressive performance. You know, you allow them 313 yards, but you keep them out of the end zone. I think that's going to lead to some pretty good grades defensively for Georgia here, but still some things to work on. So, you know, some coverage busts, some run fit issues that I said that would probably happen in this game when we did our pregame projection pod, but I also had Oregon scoring 21 points in my score prediction. So even though some of the things that I mentioned came up in this game as issues for Georgia, they still were able to break down and make sure that they kept their assignments when they got near the red zone. And I think for Kirby Smart, you got to be excited because now you can go back to the film room and show them that even though this game looks like an A for Georgia, he's going to be able to give them a B- in the film room and show some examples of things they did wrong as they prepare for Samford next week. So, you know, a lot to be excited about on both sides of the ball here, but at the same time, you know, still some things for Georgia to work on. The offensive line, they rotated a lot of guys in there. You saw, you know, Warren McClendon come out and then Amarius Mims, the former five-star, come in. They played Amarius Mims at left tackle and right tackle in this game. They played Warren McClendon at left tackle in this game. They're trying – during this game with a top 15 opponent, Georgia was basically rotating guys in like it was a practice to try to see, you know, what different looks they can get, what the best five are going to be on that offensive line, and, you know, getting some new guys in there like Tate Ratledge, you know, getting him some more playing time after the injury, the season-ending injury last year in that game, that first game. That was important for Georgia. Just the running backs, you know, overall just getting the correct rushing lanes. Kendall Milton, you know, that vision early on, you know, when he did not bounce it outside for it would have been a likely touchdown later on in the game, he makes that cut, and lo and behold, you know, he finds the end zone. So you see some improvement there in the run game, and then – as I mentioned at the beginning of the podcast, you know, when you have your first punt in the fourth quarter, that's a good sign. And then you have a true freshman punter from Australia and Brett Thorson. That first punt, 53 yards in the air. Very impressive there. Very impressive with the hang time as well. that bodes well for Georgia's special teams as well. So across the board, you got some great performances. Obviously, Chris Smith with some big-time hits and had that impressive interception. And then true freshman Malachi Starks with one of the more impressive interceptions you're going to see, where he stretches out for the ball. He is going to be a star at Georgia. Big-time play by him. Big-time play by a lot of young players in this game. A lot to be excited about for Georgia. I think moving forward, you knew that there were going to be some younger guys in this defense because of all the players that got drafted, but Georgia still recruits at a high level. They got some big-time players in there, and a lot of those guys made some big plays. Smile Munden, Kamari Lassiter with a big hit in the game. Nylon Green got a lot of playing time and looked really impressive. Javon Bullard played, you know, great coverage by him as well. Tyke Smith getting in later in the game. I think, you know, you got to be excited if you're a Georgia fan. Big time first game for the Georgia Bulldogs, and we're going to break it all down for you guys next week. But for this edition of the Junkyard Dogcast, I'm Kip Adams. You guys have a great weekend.
Survivor 46 is here, and so is On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast, and we have a twist this season. The winner of Survivor 45, Dee Valladares, will be joining us every week.
We're going behind the scenes of the biggest moments, the how and the why things happen, and the strategy and analysis you can only get from someone like me, a Survivor winner.
Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.